Welcome to your meditation today. My name is Libby Karstensen, and I'm a Vedic master at the Chopra Center, which means I've been certified to teach meditation, yoga, and perfect health at the Chopra Center. I am honored to bring you this meditation today in which we will explore your unique gifts. The law of Dharma states that every sentient being has a purpose in life. We each have unique abilities and a unique way of expressing these gifts. Together, we will not only explore your unique talents and gifts, but learn how by using these gifts, we can bring harmony, joy, healing, and abundance into our world and of those around us. Let's journey together on a wonderful red carpet Dharma ride. Close your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths. Imagine the prana or life force drawing up from the earth through the soles of your feet coming all the way to the crown of your head. As you exhale, imagine that prana coming from the crown of your head and again all the way out through the soles of your feet. This beautiful connected breath, I want you to continue breathing in and out through your nose, becoming aware that the breath has a dharma or purpose. In fact, in this moment, each cell within your body has unique purpose, and each cell is working in harmony with the wholeness of the body. You can imagine yourself as a cell and the universe as the wholeness of the body. Inhaling, drawing that energy to the crown of the head, and then exhale. You might want to even imagine drawing in a white or violet light. See that light, that essence moving in and out from the body, giving and receiving. You have your own unique gift to share. Breathing in again through the nose, drawing the life force to the crown of the head, and exhale. Allow your consciousness now to move from your body. Begin to imagine as if you're looking down at your body in your meditative position. So you see the physical body, but you're now lifted and you're above. We're now going to safely go on a trip where we will discover what it is you do best, better than anyone else, your unique gifts and talents. So see yourself looking down. Imagine as if you're in this highest realm now, the observer, the witness, keeping in mind unique gifts and talents. What is it that you love to do? We're going to go now on this wonderful red carpet Dharma ride. Allow your consciousness to go back in time, going to your earliest memory as a child. Allow yourself to go to that special sacred place. What are you doing that brings you joy? Are you in nature? Are you playing an instrument? Are you building something? Are you drawing? Are you being creative? Do you see yourself playing with other children? Notice how wonderful it is. And notice how it feels to enjoy playing and being with others. Where do you feel this sense of joy within the body? Allow that sensation to move and flow throughout your entire body. Stay in that space, feeling what it feels like to really express yourself, your own unique gifts. Again, staying in this amazing space, you're allowing this vibration to move through your entire body. Ask yourself, what are my unique gifts? What is it that I love to do? Now see yourself again on that red carpet Dharma ride, moving closer to the present day. What is it that you're doing now? What is it that brings you joy? What is it that brings a smile to your face? Bringing your attention to the third eye, this is the sixth chakra known as Ajna Chakra. This is an energy center. There's seven main energy centers within the body, and we're going to awaken our intuition. This is also which governs the law of Dharma and our unique gifts. So shifting awareness now to that space right between the brow. Begin to draw in the color indigo. And now to awaken the third eye, even more, bringing in the mantra Sham. This mantra resonates with intuition, with Ajna Chakra. We'll repeat this mantra together. Inhaling. Sham. Again, inhale. Sham. Allow that vibration to open up right in that space, the third eye. Drawing in the mantra one more time, inhaling. Sham. Awakening to the highest self. Continue to repeat the mantra Sham. You can bring this mantra inside now. Without moving your tongue or your lips, just continue the repetition, Sham, Sham, Sham. Have the intention of awakening in the third eye. We'll continue meditating together for a few minutes, keeping in mind if you find your mind start to wander, simply come back to the breath. Repeat the mantra, Sham, Sham, Sham. Thank you. essential nature, your being, your unique gifts and talents, the reason you're here, what it is that you are to fulfill, your purpose in life. Know that when you express these talents, it brings happiness and joy to you and all those around you. Much like the cell and the wholeness of the body, together in harmony. And so in this beautiful collective, really this attention to our unique gifts and talents, let's close this beautiful meditation together by first chanting Sham to awaken intuition and Ajna Chakra. So bringing hands to heart center, taking a deep inhale. Sham. And now again with hands at heart center, bringing in this wish that we open up the universe to bring us clues in the way of, I like to call, messages or messengers. So with the intention to being open to however the universe chooses to bring these clues right in front of us, may it be magical and mystical, and may there be as much joy as you feel when you're expressing your Dharma. Inhaling. Bringing your fingertips to forehead, bowing to your highest self you so intimately connected with. Bowing to all of your teachers, teachers before us, and the teachers we have yet to meet. And when it feels comfortable, coming back to center, allowing your eyes to float open as if for the very first time, and wishing those virtually that you've shared this beautiful collective space with, namaste. Thank you so much for joining me on our red carpet Dharma ride. I look forward to seeing you in the non-local soon. Namaste.